It's November 7th, 2007. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net at the M&A Outlook 2008, a one-day conference presented by The Deal at the Ritz Battery Park in New York. One of the big questions at the conference was, what happened in 2006 when deals hit record levels, and what's in store for 2008? I guess that's more than one question. Some of the panelists on the opening panel, entitled Will the Good Times Continue to Roll in 2008, looked back at 2006 as a bubble in need of deflating, the need to come back to normal, and others saw it as a normal fluctuation. Two of the keynote speakers at the M&A Outlook 2008, looking at that same question, say the opportunity in the market still persists. Here's one of the day's featured speakers.
Wilbur Ross, Chairman and CEO, W.L. Ross & Co. We're private equity investors, mainly in the distressed space.
Wilbur Ross has been a turnaround guru who has successfully invested in steel, textiles, mortgage finance, and other industries. So I asked him the question of the day.
Yeah, I think risk management is finally starting to come back into vogue a bit. It had been more or less thrown out, particularly in 2006. People were making terrible credit decisions, ones that I think will come home to roost and probably sooner rather than later, paying extravagant prices for deals. That environment is changing, and I think fundamentally it's better for private equity, because if you are going to result in lowered multiples on deals, which I believe is what will happen, that means it's safer because you're paying less. It also means your eventual rate of return should be higher because you're coming in at a lower level. So while it is going to slow down deal flow a bit, because there are more deals coming when you pay too much for them, I think at the end of the day it's better.
When we look back at 2006, will it have been just a bump or a major learning experience?
Well, I'm often tempted to think I should write a book called This Time It's Different, because every time we have one of these credit bubbles before it bursts, the mantra is, this time it's different, only it's never different.
And another topic that people have been talking about, simply because that's where a lot of the deals are going, is the cross-border deal, overseas investing.
Well, I think it's a healthy thing, because a lot of the companies overseas are trading at higher PE ratios than they are here. So from an equity raising point of view, whether they use it directly in making the acquisition or they use it to fund, they've got pretty cheap currency to work with, and a lot of it. So that makes some very good sense. And I think you're going to see a huge amount of our Chinese companies coming over here. One of the big outcomes of the Party Congress, their five-year Congress, was a very clear mandate to the state-owned enterprises that the central government wants them to make acquisitions overseas. I just came back from China. I was there for 10 days, and they all got the message quite clearly. So I don't think there's any doubt you're going to see a lot more activity on the part of Chinese, both in our markets here, in European markets, and probably in other less developed countries.
It behooves M&A managers to become mini experts on politics and what's going on overseas in all these markets?
Well, most of the big M&A firms already have at least some base in many of the overseas markets, but it's clear that a lot of the sovereign wealth is also going to go into private equity type transactions rather than just clipping treasury bills.
Earlier in the conference, the co-founder and managing director of the Carlyle Group, David Rubenstein, took the stage for a keynote interview. Among his many observations of the market, the subprime mess may have had something to do with words. He credits whomever coined the term subprime, because it makes people think the loans are just below prime, instead of what he says they really were, not creditworthy loans. He also questioned why there is so much scrutiny on cross-border deals. After his keynote, he offered these thoughts.
If $1.5 trillion has gone to the Middle East because of the higher prices in oil in the last 5 years, if that money just sits there, I don't know that that's good for our economy. It's probably good for our economy if a lot of it comes back and is recycled here, buying things here, creating jobs here. So I think money is always recycled that way, and I think it's a good thing.
And you look at places like Morocco, Nigeria, right. They want their own Silicon Valleys.
Right.
They want to get involved in the global markets. How does private equity matter to them?
Well, in many cases, they're now beginning to invest in private equity funds. They're learning the techniques of private equity, and they're encouraging private equity firms to come to their countries to make investments there, to learn more about their country, and to do in those countries what we've done in our country. So I think that's how they encourage it, and that's how they participate in it.
For podtech.net, I'm Jason Lopez in New York at the Deals M&A Outlook 2008.